nowadays.
Yeah, what's he?
Well, he does most Roald Dahl stories.
That's right. That's right. So what have you been up to?
Not a lot.
Back
just
at school,
yeah. Yeah, back at school, school uniform, and well, just well, the topic is the Tudors and Stuarts at the moment. And we've gone past the Battle of Bosworth, which was right at the beginning, and we're on to Henry VIII. Yeah, and one bit, we had to make up a play, a small sketch on a Henry VIII, one of Henry VIII's banquets. And what I did, I was Henry VIII, then one a friend called Jack, he was an entertainer,
yeah.
Sort of jester, and said, "What do you call a fat person?" And I go, "Don't know, Henry VIII."
I think, yes, that probably wouldn't have gone down well, though, with old Henry.
No.
Scary.
A little bit of humour.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't real. If I had been Henry VIII, he wouldn't have lived much longer.
Exactly. Off with his head.
Yes.
That's his favourite line. So is that history your favourite subject?
Well, my favourite subject in history must have been the Romans.
Mm.
And when we did an assembly, class assembly, well, guess what? I must have got the smallest part that ever anybody has ever got.
Yeah, why?
I was a standard bearer, the 10th Legion, and the and that was the legion that invaded Britain with Julius Caesar. And I'm asked the standard bearer,
yeah,
with holding my magnificent standard. It was absolutely great. But then when Simon, who was playing the part of Julius Caesar, says, "Standard bearer, jump into the sea, legionaries follow," I go, "Look, I just have to say three words. Yes, O Caesar."
And that was it?
Yes. And then I just have to stand behind Caesar, holding my standard for the rest of the assembly.
Well, I suppose if you just said yes, that would have been shorter. If you'd gone yes, oh, or yes, Caesar, then that would have been shorter as well.
Yes.
That's the only way it could possibly have been any shorter. Anyway,
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right then. For the first part of the holiday,